Welcome to the Discipleship Now podcast, hosted by Dr. Matthew Turner, an author, ordained minister, and father of three. Dr. Turner has pastored, held multiple ministry leadership roles, and currently serves as the Mission USA Administrator of the Congregational Holiness Church. In each episode, we'll dive into different aspects of discipleship, sharing personal stories and experiences, as well as insights and teachings from the Bible. Our hope is that this podcast will serve as a source of encouragement and inspiration for all who listen, whether you're a seasoned Christian or just beginning your journey of faith. So, grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and join Dr. Matthew Turner on this journey of discipleship.
Merry Christmas again, everyone. I hope that you also are having a wonderful day today, wherever you may be. And as you are continuing to get ready for Christmas morning, I know that our lives are busy and you're completing Christmas shopping and finishing up projects or work or whatever it may be. I'm just grateful that you took a few moments to jump on this podcast with me, and let's look at the Word of God and be encouraged as we continue our series on how that God wants to use us this Christmas. Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Matthew Turner, and this is Discipleship Now, a podcast where we focus in on life, family, and ministry through the lens of biblical discipleship. And today, I want us to dive into the second part of our series of how God wants to use us this Christmas and looking at the life of Joseph. Last week, we looked at Mary, and we were really encouraged and challenged about how humble she was, obedient, and how that she did everything that she possibly could, and God used her to bring forth the Son of God into this world. And definitely, God blessed her and favored her tremendously. And God is no respecter of person, and He will certainly use you in similar fashions as He did Mary. And by that, I mean blessing you and giving you favor and calling you to do something extraordinary in this world. But today I want us to look at Joseph, and I want us to once again be encouraged about how that God can use even the simplest or most ordinary of people that we might feel like we possibly may be to do something absolutely extraordinary. So let's look at Scripture, Matthew chapter 1, and we're going to read a few verses of Scripture. And here in the first chapter of Matthew, starting in verse number 18. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being just a man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. So all this was done that might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and he did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. What an incredible place in Scripture as we look at this amazing man whom was called Joseph. And there's so many things that I want to point out to you very quickly in this short podcast. And we see that Joseph became the earthly father of Jesus. And he's not a man that is talked about a great deal. Part of that is because he's not mentioned a whole lot in Scripture. We assume that this is because Joseph died some years after Jesus is born, and that perhaps Jesus was still a boy when Joseph passed away. And so there's not a great deal of Scripture, but the Scripture that is there, we can learn a great deal from. And the first thing I think about, and we look at these scriptures, is we see that Joseph was a loving man. He was a man filled with great love. He loved the Lord, and he loved his betrothed, Mary. He had a great deal of love toward her. And when Jesus comes into the world, when he's born, we see that he also cared and loved Jesus as well. So we look here in these scriptures, and we see that in Matthew chapter 1, verse 19, again, the scripture that we read, it says, "Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to the public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly." So Joseph finds out that Mary is pregnant, and he hadn't had any great revelation from the Lord as of yet when we find out that Joseph learns of Mary's what's going on in Mary's life, that she's now pregnant. So he has not had any kind of revelation as of yet. What would you think if you were in Joseph's shoes? You've fallen in love with this pretty young girl, and you do all the right things. You pursue her in the proper customary way, and in stolen moments, you've talked about dreams of a future together, a cottage with a white picket fence, a family, a business, and in small moments when no one's looking around, you might have kissed her on the cheek or she on the cheek with you, and all of these things. You've went to her father, and you've made everything. You've done all the arrangements, and everything seems to be perfect and going just the way it's supposed to. And then Mary comes to you and says, "I have something I need to tell you. I'm pregnant." What would you think, and how would it make you feel? Angry, betrayed? And besides all of this, something that I think that we forget about sometimes is the timing of everything. We learn that it is only after that Mary comes back from her cousin Elizabeth's house that she tells Joseph, or Joseph finds out, I should say, that she's pregnant. And we know from Luke chapter 1, verse 56, "And Mary remained with her," talking about Elizabeth, "for about 3 months and returned to her house." So now Mary comes back. She's 3 months pregnant. And Joseph sees the beginnings of her womb beginning to grow, as it does when a woman becomes pregnant. And can you imagine what Joseph must have been thinking and what must have been going through his mind? Now, remember, penalty for adultery in the Old Testament was death by stoning. You remember well, I'm sure, the incredible story of a woman who's caught in the act of adultery. She's dragged without a stitch of clothing on, dragged out into the middle of the street, and people, a crowd gathers, stones in their hand, and Jesus stops everyone and says, "If there's anybody here who is without sin, go ahead and cast the first stone." And so this is an incredibly terrible, offensive betrayal, an awful thing to be considered someone who's been caught or who has been engaged in the act of adultery. And while they weren't married in the sense that we think of it today, betrothment was just as legal and just as binding as marriage was or is in today's society. And so back then, it was so very important that when someone becomes betrothed or engaged, it was a legal terminology. It was a legal procedure that took place when someone was betrothed to another. And so this is why the Bible says that Joseph, in his mind, he didn't want to publicly disgrace her, so he thought he could just divorce her secretly. And again, because betrothment was so serious, and even a legal contract, a bill of divorce was needed even for something as like an engagement or betrothment. And so you think about all of these things, what must have been going through Joseph's mind, and how he felt and how hurt he must have felt and all of these things. And then he receives word from the Lord that all of the things that Mary said was true. Once again, can you put yourself in Joseph's shoes and think about what must have been going through his mind? Oh my goodness. He must have felt so sorry and so terrible for what he probably had thought about Mary and the things that must have went through his mind. Oh, how the enemy no doubt played and plagued, I should say, upon his mind about Mary and all of these things. But we see that Joseph was a loving man. He loved Mary, even in the middle of what he thought was terrible and deep betrayal. He still loved her. And we see this incredible love, and we're reminded how Joseph was kind and how he loved Mary, and how that it was this love was based upon real commitment. And Scripture even teaches us, Paul does, on us husbands, how we're supposed to love in this kind of way. Ephesians 5 and 25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. The love that we're supposed to have, husbands, for our wives is a sacrificial love. Someone, you are to be someone who desires your spouse to receive and to be honored and lifted up above yourself, a sacrificial love. That's how you're supposed to love your wife. And so we see that Joseph had this kind of love. He loved his fiance Mary. But as I mentioned, we also saw or see in Scripture that when Jesus comes into the world, that Joseph also had love for Jesus. Even though perhaps the thought crossed his mind, again, the enemy putting those thoughts there more most likely, this boy isn't your flesh or your blood, so why should you care and love this boy like he's your own? But we see that Joseph did. He no doubt taught him everything that he could. He shared with him, taught him some carpentry work, how to use carpentry tools and all of these things. And what I think about is Joseph adopted or accepted the one whom the world would one day reject. As Jesus grew and came into his ministry, so many people, countless scores of people, multitudes of people, constantly rejected Jesus. And we see that Joseph absolutely accepted him. And what an incredible example. Husbands, men, you should be a loving person. It's one thing that we can be encouraged about and we can be challenged of as we look at the life of Joseph, is that we're supposed to be a loving man. But not only that, but we see that Joseph also was a devout man. He obeyed God. Again, that scripture that we read in Matthew chapter 1, verse 19, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, he was devout, he loved serving God, he was a person who obeyed God. We talked about how that Mary obeyed the Lord in the last episode, but Joseph also was a great example of how that we are also to obey the Lord. So after the angel comes to Joseph and tells him that everything that Mary has said is true, and then tells him what the baby is to be named, his name is supposed to be Jesus, we learn as the baby comes in the world that Herod, King Herod, wretched and terrible King Herod, he decided that he was going to just kill all of the male child under 2 years old in Israel, because he had heard that there was a king that had been born. He was absolutely insane, and he decided that all babies under two should be killed. And so the Lord says, or the Bible says, that an angel comes to Joseph and says, hey, you need to pack up, close your business, get you some stuff, and hurry up and get down to Egypt. And as we find out, that's exactly what Joseph did. He got Mary, he got Jesus, he packed his things, closed his business, and they headed south. And then when the Lord came to him again and said, okay, it's now time to go back to Israel, we see that Joseph was obedient. He led his household just as God told him to. He was a devout man. He was a man of faith. It takes faith to pack your bags and head off to a foreign country with no prospects, no planning, simply on the basis that God said so. Can you imagine? He had faith and he obeyed the dream and the words that God had given him. And he could have made excuses and he could have come up with other things and said, no, we'll figure it out. But he didn't. He listened to the Lord. And I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you fathers that are out there, that one of the greatest things that you can do for your children is to be a man of faith and live your faith out loud. It'll be something they'll never forget. I remember a story about a farmer who had planted a huge crop of corn, and it was going to be a bumper crop. It was going to be a crop that when it came in, it would pay off debts that he had incurred, and because of lean times, it would have procured them the finances to be able to live through the next year and so many other things. And unfortunately, a great storm came of wind and hail, and it destroyed the crop. And the next morning, the farmer and his son walks out, as a little boy walks out into the field where the corn was, and was standing tall, and now it is laying down on the ground, and it's useless, and it's ruined. And the son, expecting to hear his father break down and cry or curse the heavens or to say something awful, he begins to sing a song in worship and praise to the Lord. And it absolutely astonished the little boy as his father sang a song that says, "Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save me from its guilt and power. Not the labor of my hands can fulfill thy law's demand. Could my zeal no respite know, could my tears forever flow, all could never sin erase. Thou must save and save by grace." The boy testified later in his life that it was the greatest sermon and most powerful sermon that he had ever heard or seen preached, when his dad, in the midst of financial ruin and had no idea what was going to happen, stopped and began to lean upon the Lord. Beloved fathers, men, let me encourage you, be men of faith. Turn your eyes and your strength upon the Lord. Be a devout Christian, and God certainly will honor that. But not only was Joseph devout, not only was he a loving man, but also he was a wise man. Now hear me carefully today. Joseph was wise because he had lived as someone who redeemed the time, someone who didn't waste time, someone who didn't just fiddle with time and figure that he could do, he could put off till tomorrow the things that should be done today or the lessons that should be taught to his son Jesus today. He redeemed the time. So by all accounts, it seems that Joseph had a shortened life, and we already talked about that to some extent. We read that you know, after Jesus's childhood, we don't really see anything about Joseph anymore. We don't read about him. We don't hear about him. And we even know that when Jesus dies, that Mary is there and John is there, and Jesus even looks at John and says, "John, behold your mother," and "Mary, behold your son," or "Mother, behold your son." And so we see that Joseph at some point was not on this earth anymore. He had exited the story. But Joseph used what time he had been given, and I believe he used it honorably. And I want to encourage the men and the fathers that are out there today. We don't know how much time we have. God has gifted us with spouses. God has gifted us with children. And beloved, we don't need to waste the time that God has given us. We're not promised our next breath. We're not promised our next day. And so spend time with your children. Talk to them about the Lord. Encourage your spouse about Jesus. Remind them of how much that God loves and cares about them. Don't waste the time that you've been given with your loved ones, with your family, and with your children. So I want to encourage you today that God wants to use you in an extraordinary and incredible way this Christmas season. And we look at Joseph and we can be encouraged that God desires to use us as loving men, as devout men, and as wise men. And I just want to encourage you today that wherever you are, to do everything that you can to lift up the name of the Lord, and God will use you to do great things. I'm so grateful that you joined me today again on this incredible series that we're looking at, that God wants to use you this Christmas. And I pray that the Lord has encouraged you in some sort of way and challenged you in your walk with Him. So until next time, please go to our website, MatthewRyanTurner.com. Avail yourself to the resources there and so many other things. Keep up to date on social media with us. And we hope to see you next week on Discipleship Now. May the Lord bless and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Discipleship Now podcast hosted by Dr. Matthew Turner. We hope this episode has encouraged and inspired you on your faith journey. Don't forget to subscribe and share with others who might benefit from these conversations. Until next time, keep seeking Jesus and growing in your discipleship journey.